service. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to speak to somebody about my bill.
How can I help you? What's your address?
3488 Meadowlark Drive.
And the name?
Allison Van Sant or Riber.
All right. Ooh, Lord. All right. Bear with me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so we were out there on the 21st.
Yep.
Remote reading, type save found, blink screen, change of meter, word, large leak found, customer request I leave on. So what type, do you have an underground leak?
I have no idea. I'm so sorry if I am rambling because I, you know, as you can see, I'm having a mild heart attack at that number. So the gentleman named Bailey came out and knocked on our door and said, hey, we have a reading that you have a leak. It's not on the outside, so you need to have somebody come in and check inside. We had absolutely no indicators that we had a leak, except, you know, sounds in our house. But we had a plumber come in that day. He turned some sort of knob, and we have no idea if that's what it was.
Okay.
But my concern comes in is we previously have paid two water bills. One was like $25 and one was $63.
Uh-huh.
And it definitely shouldn't have taken, you know, we've been here almost a year.
Uh-huh.
It shouldn't have taken a year for that to have been noticed by
well,
the
your
water
leak,
company.
It leaks started. We bill every 3 months. Your leak started between 12/14 and 3/17. So when we came out on 3/17 is where we found the high usage.
What do I do? Because I can't pay this. We had no idea.
Did they fix a leak? Did the plumber fix a leak?
He pulled a lever and I guess he said he wasn't sure if that was the problem or not.
He pulled a lever.
Yeah, like he said that there was water running, not leaking, but water running through an additional pipe that was absolutely not necessary in the house,
uh-huh.
And he just shut off the supply from
the problem
that
is
pipe.
Where was that water going though?
We have absolutely no idea because our house has we just moved in last July and haven't had no water problems.
Is there a do you have a pool or something like that?
No, ma'am.
That's weird that there was something in your house and the water was going to that pipe. That's weird. I don't understand.
I know, and you would have, I mean, you would think we if maybe it led to outside, that we would have seen nothing around our house.
That's weird. It just makes you wonder, where was it going, you know?
I mean, it, literally a phantom somewhere.
Yeah, because with that much water, you would think you would see a river somewhere or water
something.
Around your walls.
I mean, nothing. I promise. Nothing in our basement. Nothing. We have a septic, not a septic tank.
Uh-huh.
What do you call them? A sub pump.
Uh-huh.
It
wasn't going to the sub pump and just going down the drain, was it?
No running water into the sub pump.
Okay, so what we would need to do next is we're going to have to send someone out again. Are you going to be home tomorrow?
Yes.
Want to send them out? Let's check for movement again, and let's get a reading and see what you've used since the last time we were out there at 3/21.
Okay.
Because
we had somebody, we had him come in that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that would be great.
Yeah. So he found the valve and turned it off?
He said, so it's in our basement, and he found it. He literally looked around. He said, I have no idea where this is coming from. He said, so trial and error, because, you know, he said, I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there was an extra pipe that was somehow connected to our water heater.
Uh-huh.
And he said that it could have been water for
going
absolutely
right down the drain.
Don't like with no purpose and literally watering concrete, maybe.
Watering concrete and going down the drain, yeah. That's weird.
And
I wonder
no
who
indicator.
Put that. Yeah, I wonder who put that pipe in like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he literally said, he was like, I don't know what the idiots who built this house were thinking, but that is, he said it was a it is a completely pointless pipe.
Huh. Wow, okay. So it came from the hot water tank?
Yes, but it wasn't hot. He said he doesn't think it was hot water. Whatever cold water, he said, and he said all hearsay because he wasn't
uh-huh.
really sure,
uh-huh.
but he thinks that whatever cold water was feeding into the hot water heater to be warmed up,
uh-huh.
he said that he thinks a portion of that was always going into this other pipe.
Hmm. And this is you had a master plumber come out from a company.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, and
okay.
I can get his information.
Yeah, that was weird, though. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I'm going to check for a moment. Let me make sure I got a good phone number on the accounts. I have a 513-382-8469.
That is my husband's. Could
okay.
I give you mine?
816-0689?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. We got that already on the account.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. You know, that's really weird because you didn't have usage like that. Well, your first bill was only for 44 days out of a 90-day cycle. The second
right.
bill was, of course, the 90-day cycle billing. And then, of course, this bill is a 90-day cycle billing as well. But, gosh, that's crazy.
Right? And don't you
And he
think,
didn't find
like,
anything underground? Nothing?
No,
he?
Ma'am. Nothing. And the point, and just a point that, you know, I was thinking about logically is, you know, my husband and I are not do-it-yourselfers. We do not
mm-hmm.
touch things because we don't know anything about them. So we haven't touched any... You know, this lever that he pulled to close the pipe, we've never touched it.
Right.
We would have no reason to. So my thought is it had to have been going on longer. You know, it doesn't just start out of nowhere.
Right. Now, I know back in 2021, there was a leak here. It says customer can hear a hissing sound noise outside of the basement walls. And customer had an outside leak, it says. That was in 2021.
Yeah, they
customer.
Said that they... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, you're fine. Huh?
They said that they did have a leak, but they got it fixed. And they got a new... And it came from, like, an issue with their sub pump. So they
uh-huh.
completely replaced the sub pump.
That is so weird. What the... I have never... I had to go home and ask my husband about this because my husband's a plumber, too. I had to go home and ask him about this. And I'm like, have you ever heard? See what he
I feel like I'm going crazy. I saw my my bill come through
right.
my email, and I almost had a heart attack. I was like,
I would have done. I would have, too. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Back to the active account. I mean, you got hot water and regular water now and okay, right?
Yes, ma'am. Nothing has changed since we moved in.
Okay. All right. So let me place you on hold. I'm probably going to have to get an approval for something. I'm going to put you on an arrangement. But I had to talk to a supervisor. Can you hold it just a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you know how much you'd be able to put down on this? And we can get give you, you know, a payment arrangement on them. Give you possibly up to 2 years to pay it.
I'm so sorry. I don't think I should be. I mean, we didn't know. I.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have known until we come to read it, and that's when we found out. And they did send out a letter on the 23rd about it, that, hey, something's going on here to you. And then we went out on the 21st and checked after we read it to see what was going on ourselves. So, and it just says here, it's customer requested I leave it on. That was on the 21st of March. So,
yeah,
and we
I'm
just read it on the 17th ourselves, so we wouldn't have known until we come out to read it.
I'm gonna have to talk to somebody because I can't pay that. To be very frank, I don't feel like I should be. We had no idea, and I don't think we should be held responsible for that.
Well, the only problem is it runs through your meter and the account's in your name. I mean, we wouldn't have known you had, you know, what was going on here. We don't know until we go out to read it because we read every 3 months. But unfortunately, it's the responsibility of the customer. If you've got an account in your name, that water runs through that meter and registers. And that meter sits outside at the street.
Then I need to speak with someone who might be able to help me because I can't. I'll find it if I have to.
Okay. Well, I can let you speak to our supervisor, but she won't be back until Monday. And a team lead's not going to be able to do any other difference than I can. And
I'll
put you in her voicemail,
supervisor.
But she might not get a hold of you until Monday.
Okay. Thank
you.
Just
a moment.